Next up, we have Stefan Fountain, founder and CEO of Social. Social was acquired on Monday, or Tuesday actually, by Viadeo in France. When he's not running his company, Stefan is also the bass player and backup vocalist for Little Things That Kill, a band that frequently plays clubs in Amsterdam. Stefan, welcome. First, tell us about the name. How did you arrive at Social with two O's?
Well, it sort of started as a joke because we realized that Google and Yahoo and Facebook, they all have two O's in the name. So we figured that if you want to make it big, you've got to have a name with two O's in it. And then the reason why it's social, the whole idea was that you know, you had all these social networks, and in Holland you have this network called Hives. What people were doing on this was they were sending each other virtual beers, and it was really silly. And so we said, well, actually the most important social network you have is still on your phone. Those are the people you dial to have a real beer with. Those are the people you go out and have meetings with. And if they're not on your phone, then they're probably not that important. And so hence the name Social, and hence the whole idea of backing up and syncing your phone address book with other address books.
Interesting. Yeah, and if they're in your phone and then you get a new phone, or you entered them in another system, they're not available, and so you guys went out to solve that problem of making them available anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's it in a nut case.
Okay.
Did
you just say in a nut case?
Yes.
Excellent. Being from New Zealand, you get special leniency here on language. Well, let me ask you this: how did you get involved in this whole M&A process? What sort of first put it top of mind and got you into those negotiations?
Yeah, so the very first time we were approached by a company if we were interested in them being acquired was a U.S.-based company, actually from Seattle. And one of their senior engineers was traveling, and he came to Amsterdam. And he called me up, and he said, hey, I see you're doing some great stuff. Would you like to have a beer with me? And when somebody offers me beer, it's almost an OCD habit to not be able to refuse. So, of course, we went out and had a great talk and a chat to see what this was about. And those talks went pretty well, and we actually flew over there and talked with them, and eventually we weren't ready to sell at that time, and this was early 2010, and so we decided to just leave it there and continue building the company. We got some more funding in, and then somewhere at around the beginning of the year, we got some attention and were approached by the U.S. company, and that deal eventually didn't go through, but it did open our eyes to the possibility that something like that could happen. And very quickly after that, it all started rolling with this French company, Viadeo.
And that's interesting to me. On that topic, Stefan, you've had talks with a number of companies that are household names globally in the social networking world, but the company that ultimately bought you is not, especially here, a household name, Viadeo or Viadeo. I was looking at them, though. These guys have over 40 million users.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It seems like these guys have been able to sail under the radar a bit, and now they're really gearing up for much more global exposure. But they're really big in France. They're the absolute number one. And of course, the French being pretty chauvinistic, they'll stick to their network. And they've been through a few name changes as well. They used to be called Aggregator, which I don't think would have worked anywhere else in the world, but I don't think it worked that well in France either. So they changed the name, and you actually pronounce it Viadeo. So it doesn't mean the way of God. It's like a viaduct, and that's actually where the name comes from, the bridging between people.
Well, it's certainly part of a bigger trend that we're seeing with you know, buyers we've never heard of emerging in different geographies out of Asia, out of Yandex and in Russia. So that's exciting now to be part of that story. And let me just ask you a last question here. In terms of getting that transaction done, is there anything that you did that worked particularly well to move that to closure?
I think there's two elements there. I think the one is a balanced enthusiasm, you know, understanding what their vision is and really trying to get behind that vision and seeing if it aligns with your own. And that's what happened with these French guys. They really found a real click with their CEO and their product officer. And we really hit it off and immediately had this idea, that's where we're going. So I think that was really key to do that. And the other side is also a little bit playing hard to get. It's not like, well, should we really do this? I'm not sure. You know, this is where I want to go. You're sure that this is going to happen if we go at this together. I think with some of the other companies, it was a little bit more, you know, household names and, oh, wow, this is just going to be awesome and everything's fine. Looking back at the process, I think, you know, of course not everything's fine. And I think that's one of the things I learned is to be somewhat more critical also of the situation and just asking the right questions, because then people also see that you are asking the right questions and seeing what the possible bottlenecks are or the hurdles in the future once you start an integration of two organizations, especially when one's really big and one's really small.
Oh, that's helpful. That's good advice. And you know, having gone through it recently, I'm sure fresh in mind for you. Hey, thanks so much for checking in from Amsterdam. And
you're welcome.
And I really appreciate your comments and also look forward to your next album. If anyone's interested, go to littlethingsthatkill.bandcamp.com. You'll find music with Stefan on bass and backing vocals and exciting stuff. So thanks so much, Stefan.
You're welcome, Nat, and thanks for the plug.